Gout is a painful and potentially debilitating form of arthritis that has plagued people for centuries. It's often referred to as the disease of kings because it was once thought to be caused by a diet rich in meat and alcohol, luxuries that only the wealthy could afford. However, gout is no longer just a disease of royalty. It affects millions of people worldwide. Understanding what causes gout, how to prevent it, and how to manage it effectively is crucial for anyone at risk. In this episode, we'll dive into the physiology behind gout, share personal anecdotes and stories of famous figures who have battled this condition, and offer practical advice on how to prevent and manage gout. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're discussing gout, a condition that can turn even the simplest tasks into painful challenges. Whether you've experienced gout yourself, know someone who has, or want to learn more about preventing it, this episode will provide you with the knowledge and tools to take control of your health. The physiology of gout, what happens in your body? To understand gout, it's important to first explore what happens in the body when this condition occurs. Gout is a type of arthritis that develops when there is too much uric acid in the blood, a condition known as hyperuricemia. Uric acid is a waste product that is formed when the body breaks down purines, which are substances found in certain foods and drinks. Under normal circumstances, uric acid dissolves in the blood and is excreted through the kidneys in urine. However, when the body produces too much uric acid or the kidneys do not eliminate enough of it, the excess uric acid can form sharp, needle-like crystals in the joints and surrounding tissues. These crystals cause sudden and severe pain, swelling, redness, and warmth in the affected joint. The big toe is the most common site of gout attacks, but gout can also affect other joints such as the ankles, knees, elbows, wrists, and fingers. The pain of a gout attack is often described as being so intense that even the weight of a bedsheet can feel unbearable. Gout attacks typically come on suddenly, often at night, and can last for several days or even weeks. If left untreated, gout can lead to chronic joint damage, kidney stones, and other complications. The human impact, stories from famous figures and familiar faces. Gout has affected people from all walks of life, including some of history's most famous figures. One well-known individual who suffered from gout was Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of the United States. Despite his many accomplishments, Franklin's later years were marked by frequent and painful gout attacks, which he referred to as his constant companion. Franklin's letters often included references to his struggles with gout, and he even wrote a satirical piece called Dialogue Between Franklin and the Gout, where he humorously lamented the toll the condition had taken on his body. Franklin's experience with gout serves as a reminder that even the most accomplished and influential individuals can be affected by this painful condition. Closer to home, my friend John was diagnosed with gout in his early 50s. John had always been a lover of rich foods and fine wines, but he didn't realize that his dietary choices were putting him at risk for gout. His first gout attack occurred after a weekend of indulging in steak and red wine, a combination that is notorious for triggering gout in those who are susceptible. The pain in his big toe was so severe that he could barely walk, and it took him several days to recover. After consulting with his doctor, John learned that he needed to make significant changes to his diet and lifestyle to prevent future gout attacks. Another public figure who has spoken about his battle with gout is the British comedian Ricky Gervais. Gervais, known for his sharp wit and humor, has openly discussed how gout has affected his life, particularly during his earlier years in the entertainment industry. Like many others, Gervais found that his love of rich foods and alcohol contributed to his gout attacks. His candidness about the condition has helped raise awareness about gout and the importance of lifestyle changes in managing it. Preventing gout, steps you can take. Preventing gout primarily involves making lifestyle changes that help reduce uric acid levels in the blood. Here are some key strategies to help prevent gout. Dietary changes. One of the most effective ways to prevent gout is to avoid foods and drinks that are high in purines, which the body breaks down into uric acid. These include red meat, organ meats such as liver, shellfish, and certain types of fish like sardines and anchovies. It's also important to limit alcohol consumption, especially beer and spirits, as they can increase uric acid production and impair the kidney's ability to eliminate it. John, for example, found that cutting back on red meat and wine significantly reduced his risk of gout attacks. Instead, he incorporated more plant-based foods, low-fat dairy products, and plenty of water into his diet. Stay hydrated. Drinking plenty of water helps dilute uric acid in the blood and promotes its excretion through urine. Aim to drink at least 8 glasses of water a day, and more if you're physically active or live in a hot climate. Proper hydration is essential for preventing gout and maintaining overall health. Benjamin Franklin, in his later years, was advised to increase his water intake as part of his efforts to manage his gout, though he famously struggled with this advice given his love for wine. Maintain a healthy weight. Being overweight increases the risk of developing gout, as excess body fat can lead to higher uric acid levels. Losing weight through a balanced diet and regular exercise can help reduce this risk. It's important to note that rapid weight loss or crash diets can actually increase uric acid levels and trigger gout attacks, so it's best to aim for gradual, sustainable weight loss. Ricky Gervais, who has been open about his journey with weight loss, noted that shedding a few pounds helped alleviate his gout symptoms and improved his overall health. Exercise regularly. Regular physical activity helps maintain a healthy weight and can reduce the risk of gout. Low-impact exercises, such as walking, swimming, and cycling, are particularly beneficial for those with joint pain. John started incorporating regular walks into his daily routine, which not only helped him lose weight, but also improved his overall fitness and reduced his risk of gout. Limit sugary foods and drinks. High fructose corn syrup, commonly found in sugary sodas and processed foods, can increase uric acid levels. Limiting these foods and choosing healthier options, such as water, unsweetened teas, and whole fruits, can help prevent gout. John found that cutting out sugary drinks made a big difference in his gout management, as well as improving his energy levels and overall health. Managing gout, what to do during an attack. Despite your best efforts, you may still experience a gout attack from time to time. When this happens, it's important to know how to manage the symptoms and prevent further damage to the joints. Medications. Your doctor may prescribe medications to reduce pain and inflammation during a gout attack. These can include non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, corticosteroids, or colchicine, which specifically targets gout inflammation. Long-term management may involve medications that lower uric acid levels, such as allopurinol. It's important to follow your doctor's instructions and take medications as prescribed to control the condition effectively. John's doctor prescribed him colchicine during his first gout attack, which helped reduce the inflammation and pain quickly. For long-term management, he was prescribed allopurinol to keep his uric acid levels in check. Rest and elevate the affected joint. Resting the affected joint and keeping it elevated can help reduce swelling and pain. Avoid putting pressure on the joint and use ice packs to soothe the area if necessary. When John experienced a gout attack in his big toe, he found that elevating his foot and applying ice provided some relief from the intense pain. Stay hydrated. Continuing to drink plenty of water during a gout attack can help flush out excess uric acid from the body. Proper hydration is key to recovering from an attack and preventing future ones. Even during his most painful gout attacks, Benjamin Franklin was advised to drink more water to help manage his symptoms, although he often found it challenging to follow this advice. Avoid trigger foods and alcohol. During a gout attack, it's important to avoid foods and drinks that can exacerbate the condition. Stick to a diet of low purine foods, such as vegetables, whole grains, and low-fat dairy products, and steer clear of alcohol until the attack has subsided. John learned to avoid his usual indulgences during a gout flare, focusing instead on a simple and healthy diet to support his recovery. Myths and misconceptions about gout. There are several myths and misconceptions about gout that can lead to misunderstandings and improper management of the condition. One common myth is that gout is only caused by a poor diet. While diet plays a significant role in gout, other factors, such as genetics, obesity, and certain medications, can also contribute to the development of the condition. Benjamin Franklin, for example, was predisposed to gout due to both his lifestyle and genetic factors, making it more challenging to manage. Another misconception is that gout only affects the big toe. While the big toe is the most commonly affected joint, gout can also occur in other joints, such as the ankles, knees, and fingers. Understanding that gout can affect multiple joints is important for recognizing and managing the condition effectively. Conclusion: taking control of gout. Gout is a painful and sometimes debilitating condition, but with the right knowledge and lifestyle changes, it can be managed effectively. By understanding the physiology of gout, recognizing the triggers, and making the necessary dietary and lifestyle adjustments, you can reduce the frequency and severity of gout attacks and improve your overall quality of life. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into preventing and managing gout. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, taking control of your diet, staying active, and managing your weight are key to preventing gout and living a healthier, pain-free life. Until next time, take care.